FHE Kitchen Crafts by Julie Wardell. Tortilla Casserole. Ingredients: 1.5 cups of sour cream, 2 cans, 10 3/4 ounces, or 305 grams each, cream of chicken soup, 1 can, 7 ounces, or 198 grams, diced green chilies, 1 can, 10 ounces, or 283 grams, mild enchilada sauce, 3 cups, chopped, cooked chicken or turkey, 12 corn tortillas torn into bite-sized pieces, 1.5 cups of grated cheddar cheese. Instructions: 1. In a large bowl, mix the first 4 ingredients together. 2. Spoon just enough of the mixture to barely cover the bottom of a 9 by 13 inch, that's 23 centimeters by 33 centimeters, baking pan. 3. Stir the chicken into the remaining mixture. 4. Layer 1/3 each of the tortillas, then the cheese, then the meat mixture in the pan. Repeat the layers 2 more times. 6. Cover with foil and bake at 350 degrees Fahrenheit, 175 degrees Celsius, for 45 minutes or until heated through. Rice with salsa. You'll need 1 cup of white rice, 1 can, 10.5 ounces or 298 grams of chicken broth, 1 cup of water, and 1 cup of salsa. The instructions: 1. In a medium-sized pan, stir all the ingredients together except the salsa. 2. Bring the mixture to a boil, then cover and reduce the heat to low. Simmer for 15 to 20 minutes or until the rice is done. Remove from the heat and let stand for 5 minutes. 3. Heat the salsa, then serve the rice in a large bowl topped with the salsa. St. Patrick's Day dessert. You will need 1 package, 3 ounces or 85 grams of lime gelatin, 1 cup of boiling water, 1 1/2 cups of graham cracker crumbs, 1/4 cup of sugar, 6 tablespoons of melted butter or margarine, 1 package, 8 ounces or 227 grams of cream cheese, softened, 1/2 cup of sugar, 1 can, 8 ounces or 227 grams crushed pineapple, drained, 1 container, 12 ounces or 340 grams frozen whipped topping, thawed and divided, and 1 kiwi fruit. Instructions: 1. In a small bowl, dissolve the gelatin in the boiling water. Chill until syrupy. 2. Mix the crumbs, 1/4 cup sugar and butter together. Press the mixture onto the bottom of a 9 by 13 inch, 23 centimeters by 33 centimeters baking pan. Bake at 350 degrees Fahrenheit or 175 degrees Celsius for 8 to 10 minutes, then cool. 3. In a large bowl, beat the cream cheese and 1/2 cup sugar until smooth. Blend the gelatin and pineapple into the mixture. Put 1/2 cup of the whipped topping in the refrigerator to use as a garnish later. Fold the remaining whipped topping into the mixture. 4. Spoon the mixture over the crust. Chill at least 2 hours. 5. Just before serving, peel and slice the kiwi fruit. Top each serving with a dollop of whipped topping and a slice of kiwi fruit.